So, you must be wondering why I set up this meeting today. Yes, so I found out that you are planning on leaving us. Yeah, I know. It doesn't have to be weird or awkward. It's totally fine. You don't have to hide it from me. I've known that you've been looking elsewhere for a while. I've got friends on the outside of this that have seen your name pop up with your resume, and of course, I told them what a good employee you are, what an asset to the team you are. But I'm here to try and convince you to stay with us. I know that they're going to be offering you something that we just cannot. Better days off, better packages, more money. With our smaller size, we just can't compete with that. But you and I both know how much of an asset you are to our team, and we would be lost in the fourth quarter without you. So I want to give something. I know the other companies will not offer you. Me. Yeah, you weren't expecting that. You probably thought maybe I had a spare office lying around or something, but nope. Unfortunately, or fortunately, no spare offices, but I am able to give you myself. It's a little outside of corporate procedure, but the higher-ups thought it made sense, and I think it makes sense too. What do you think? Would you consider staying on if I was yours? Of course, not inside the office. Inside the office, I would always remain your supervisor, but during non-office hours, I am completely at your disposal. Romantically, sexually, everything like that, of course. That's understood, right? You understand? Your free use slut, I guess, maybe, is what you could call it, if you're interested in that term. I'm good with it, happy with it. Whatever you want, I'm yours. If you remain on this company. Now, there are some stipulations. You will have to sign a contract, of course, for, I think it was a 3-year contract, and then we can come back and renegotiate our terms after then. But I'm sure at that time you're not going to want to give me up. No, I'm very sure of it. What do you think? Do you not see how I can provide value? I would be happy to show you. Just this once, though, because, like I said, outside of office hours is only when this applies, but I suppose we can throw in this little tester. Why are you looking at me like that? Are you worried about HR or something? No. HR is very much on board with this. They want to do anything to keep you. Some other woman in HR actually raised her hand, and we had a sort of disagreement amongst each other, but I won. So, I'm the one. No, I don't want to hear any of that. No, I need to show you really what you could be turning down before you make a decision. Shut up. Shut up. No. No, let me show you first what you could be saying no to. Let me see, you were saying no, but your cock already feels like it might be getting a little hard. So, Do you like the thought of having your boss all at your disposal? Any time of the day, outside of work hours, of course. I think you do. I think you just might be a little too much of a gentleman to say so. So just don't say anything and I'll show you. Let's get these off. See, look at that. And if I just stroke it a little bit. Look at you. Already so hard. I think I know what you're gonna say after this. You can't turn me down. No. I'm way better than what anybody else can offer you. Just let me show you. Shh. Let me show you. Here. Yeah, let me get on top and no panties, of course. I knew what this meeting was all about, even if you didn't. You feel how it I am? Well, that can be yours. All that can be yours. Yeah, if you just stay on my team, I'll take such good care of you. Don't you like me as a boss? I can be your best boss. Just slide it in. Don't say anything. Just slide it in. Yeah, that's it. Fuck. You needed this, didn't you? All this time working under me. You just wanted to be under me, really. That's all I wanted to. Fuck. Do you know how hard it was to keep from fucking you before? And now this thinly veiled corporate excuse. And I've got your cock inside me. What a lucky deal for both of us. So what do you think? Will you take the offer? I won't move. No more moving from me until I hear a yes out of that mouth. And I can feel how close you are. So you should probably make your decision soon, huh? So stay. Please stay. Let me be yours. Take me. Don't you want me? Tell me you want me. Tell me you want me. Yeah, you'll stay. Good. Good. Then I'll make you come in me. It's a deal. You stay. And you can come in me. You want. Look. need to feel it. That's it. What do you mean? No, of course this is real. This is very much a corporate-sponsored deal. What do you think? This is some sort of porn plot?